From the Haunted Attraction Network, this is Haunting the Globe, a show about haunted attractions. In this episode, I'm handing the mic over to Daryl, our Canadian correspondent, who will be interviewing Jason Oliver. Jason runs the Haunted Wastelands in Calgary, and Jason discusses his personal haunting journey. This interview corresponds to Daryl's article in the April edition of the Haunt Journal, available at www.hauntjournal.com. That's www.hauntjournal.com. Enjoy the show, and stay scary.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production. Achieve more with all our products at www.hauntedattractionnetwork.com.
This is Haunting the Globe. Short but intense interviews from haunted attractions around the world.
What's the name of the haunt?
The Haunted Wastelands. It's a home haunt.
So how long have you been running the Haunted Wastelands?
Well, I've been doing home haunt since 1999. We actually named it the Haunted Wastelands in 2011.
How many people and stuff do you get coming to your attraction every year?
Before we were the Haunted Wastelands, we were basically just a kind of a yard display, and people would just drive by type thing. And then in 2011, when we changed it to the Haunted Wastelands, was the first time I actually opened up my garage, and it was kind of a short walkthrough. After that, we kept growing with the Haunted Wastelands and turned it into a walkthrough all the way around the house. And usually each year we get anywhere between 2,000 and 4,000 people over the 3 days we're open at Halloween.
That's usually the Halloween weekend then?
Yeah, correct.
Wow, that's a good chunk of change. What's the population? You're located in Calgary, Alberta, which is middle southern central province of Alberta. So you guys are what, about couple hundred miles north of Montana, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And what kind of population is in your area?
Our community of Chaparral, definitely a few thousand people, but we have people come from all over the city. We've even had people come from Red Deer in Edmonton if they're near. Yeah, it's fairly large. This year we did word of mouth. I didn't have enough time to put out signs and that, but everybody knew that from other years where to find us, I guess. So
that was your fourth year in that same location, so you're getting a lot of repeat customers then.
Definitely.
You said you didn't get a chance to put out signs. Do you normally do signage or any other advertising?
In other years, we had just spray paint, you know, the Haunted Wastelands and an arrow on the corner of the street on a sign, and then hope for that. No actual signage that we've invested in or anything. But it's usually from our Facebook group. Now we have Instagram. And we just, word of mouth type thing.
Why did you decide to do like a home haunt other than just your yard? Why did you decide to make it a walkthrough, and what kind of drives you to do that?
Like when we started in 1999, it's the first year I met my wife, the exact same time that my parents were giving up Halloween. So they gave me all their stuff, and it wasn't very much, still dollar store stuff and that kind of stuff. But I wanted to go with it and continue what my parents instilled on us. And that's the love of Halloween. And so when I met my wife, and it was our first Halloween together, I put out this stuff that my parents gave me, and she said, why don't you build something bigger? And all of a sudden my eyes got bigger, and it just went from there. My first thing was a guillotine, and it just kept growing. I'm also a retired military, and while I was in the military, based out of Edmonton, I did and enter a lot of Halloween contests, which I always took first place for. Throughout the years. And then when I retired from the military, I moved to Calgary. Yeah, like I said, it was just a little yard display. And it just made sense to get bigger and bigger. The little walkthrough through the garage wasn't enough. I had so many ideas that I just wanted to keep going. And it was just normal to keep getting bigger, to make it the complete walkthrough. When I first got out and moved to Calgary and moved to this community, I asked the neighbors as I was moving in, so Halloween, you know, I'm kind of big at it. How many kids do you get? And they were like, oh, you know, 30 to 60 type thing is the max. And then I told them, okay, I think you're going to need more candy. And that first year that I moved in this community, I think we had well over a 500, like closer to 1,000 people. And each year I get more and more.
So what does the rest of the neighborhood think of your haunt?
They love it. When I first moved to Chaparral, this community, I lived in another house just down the road. but I was renting. The landlord needed their house back, and it was like last minute. It was March of last year, and they said they needed their house back. So we had like a month to move out, and I moved into this just down the road, this place. So this community already knew who I was. So they welcomed us with open arms. Everybody helps out. The house actually next door to me, sorry to say this bad word, is the Christmas house. So he wins first place for Alberta and Calgary for Christmas decorating. So the Halloween house moved in next door to the Christmas house. And he comes over and helps me all the time.
I was going to say, does he even try and compete for Halloween, or he's just going to leave that and concede to you? And
oh, no, they were totally excited. I hardly even knew the people. I moved in April, and it's the exact week that I moved into this house, I started setting up Halloween. And right away, they came over. They helped me build. They helped with everything.
In return, after your 3 weeks of napping after Halloween, do you help him out a little bit for his Christmas stuff?
I definitely did.
Okay, good.
I went over there, and I wasn't going to put lights on my house, but because he was the Christmas house, I had to make my house glow. So obviously, I put lots of lights on mine just to you know, show him that I do care. And we become good friends. So I help him at Christmas. He helps me at Halloween. I know Halloween people aren't supposed to deal with the Christmas, but it just worked out.
Do you do any fundraising, whether it's the food bank or some other charity, or do you do this all just because you love it so much?
So when I retired from the military, I don't know what happened. On their end, they messed up on a bunch of my paperwork. So when I first was released, I didn't have money. I didn't get paid. I didn't get my last severance and all that. So when I moved to Calgary, I approached the Calgary Poppy Fund, which is a veterans food bank. They helped me out that first month. They paid for my rent. They helped me get set up in my house, and they gave me food for me and my family. If you didn't know about me, I have a big family. I have 7 kids, and they got us started right off the get-go. So since that time of release, every year afterwards, I help. Besides volunteering throughout the year, I collect a donation, a non-perishable food item, pet supplies, and any cash donations. 100% of everything goes to the Calgary Poppy Fund.
So you're giving back to the people that helped you out.
Yes.
You're a gentleman and a scholar, and the world needs that. And I know a lot of the Haunters do that. It's good to see somebody, because you've benefited from them, that you're directly giving back. And kudos to you. Thank you very much for doing that.
Thank you.
How did you really get into it as a child? Like you said, your parents were doing it. What did you do as a kid?
My dad, also military. So we lived on a lot of military bases growing up. And my mom liked to decorate. She liked to be that creepy old witch sitting on the step, handing out the candy, cackling. And I just loved it. And then they started, you know, getting a few things. And they weren't into props or anything like that, like people are now, where you can even buy it. I don't even know, back when I was a kid, if you can even buy anything besides a skull and all that kind of stuff. But they did what they could. Creepy old fences that they saw on the side of the road, just to outline the yard just for those few days. And, you know, this dollar store cobwebs and that. And then, yeah, after we were done trick-or-treating, yeah, we stayed there and watched my mom scare the hell out of everyone. And I just loved it. And then so it was a no-brainer when they said they were going to give up their display. I just, like I said, happened to meet my wife at the time. And she said, yeah, let's take it and let's go big. It just went from there.
Right on. Now, do you follow a lot of other Haunters, and do you gain ideas from them? And if so, who are some of the people that in the industry that you like?
Oh, most definitely. I follow as many as I can. I think it takes over my Facebook. I don't even know what my real friends do. It's all my Facebook. Not saying that my Haunt friends aren't my real friends. But,
what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, my whole feed is nothing but Haunt. I join every group that I can just so I can look. I try to add new contacts and friends on Facebook. For the Americans, oh, wow, there's so many Americans. I love everything like Mary Fetner does from Branson Hills. The Roses, Pandora, and them from Dark Rose Manor, Jeff Mays, Steve Blumke. Diablo, of course, from Haunters Hangout, Melissa and James Winton for even what they were doing and now the Haunt shirts that they're doing. I'm definitely a subscriber to Haunt shirts. So if you're not, you should be because they're awesome shirts. Roland Pickens, that type of thing. Canadians, obviously, everybody, Justin Copeland and Brad Goodsbead and that down east, everybody down east. Ontario haunters are amazing. Here, I like there's another haunt here in Calgary, Haunted Calgary. Rutherford Manor, who just won for best walkthrough at the Haunters Awards. And Shadows Gate, who's a new up-and-coming haunter or family, Lawrence and Nikki. And even some of my stuff that I don't use anymore, I donate whole scenes to them so that they can grow. And
right on. Like, they're up-and-coming, and based on your generosity, they might give stuff, you know, pay it forward to help somebody else in the future, I hope so.
Yeah, definitely. They're up in Edmonton. And, yeah, a couple of years ago, I had a medieval scene, a whole huge medieval scene. Like, just without thought, I donated everything to them. And they used it, incorporated it into theirs. And I told them, do whatever you want to it, put your little twist on it, repaint. And they're good with that. And now, since this is going to be their second year, I'm donating some more stuff. And we've talked, and we're good friends now. And, yeah, when they get some stuff, we're going to just kind of swap back and forth and try to make it you know, a little less on the wallet for us type thing.
Yeah. Have you been able to attend any events with other haunters, such as whether it's a convention or like Fright Fest BC or even just make and takes?
I've never been to anything like that. The when I met you, that was the first haunters kind of thing that I've ever been to.
Oh, cool.
I am going to... I just got my room on the 13th floor for the West Coast Haunters Convention.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Going to be my first year going to any type of convention, being my first time ever leaving Canada. I'm really excited for that. Nervous at the same time. Hopefully that I know they say Canadians are bigger drinkers and all that, but I'm not much of a drinker, so I think I'm gonna have a harder time keeping up with the Americans. For the drinking, especially being on the 13th floor.
So the majority of your stuff has been meeting in the virtual world and talking to people and following them more than actually physically meeting up and doing things with others right now, right?
That's definitely true.
Yeah.
There's only a handful of people that I see regularly in the haunt world. Everybody else is definitely virtual through the web here. It wasn't actually until... I'm going to say 2012, maybe even 2013, that I even found out about the web and all this kind of stuff. Everything else was just on my own and my own thoughts before then. And then as soon as I found that other people actually did this, I went crazy, obviously, looking at all different forums and that type of thing.
Been there.
Yeah, it wasn't only until, I'm kind of a newbie, so to speak. It's only been a couple of years, maybe 4 years or so, that I've actually got into the internet.
I think that's really a way that things are going to grow because with a big family, as you mentioned that you have, it's tough to pack everybody up and go to these conventions and do sort of that. Do you meet with other local haunters though?
Yes, there's another set of local haunters here on Haunted Calgary that I see every now and then. I like to try to get more with them and other haunters here. There are some other haunts here that are up and going. Pirates Cove is here. In 2013, they won Best Indoor Walkthrough. I've met them a few times, and we try to, leading up to Halloween, try to hit each other's haunt type thing. And I actually, for the first time ever, made it to two different haunts last year. I've never been to anybody else's, and last year I made it to two. Other years I keep saying I'm going to, but I become too busy where I can't get away. Last year I actually went to two other haunts, and going to other people's haunts is amazing. I actually stop and look in that, and even had some of the actors stop me while I was looking because other people were passing me and like stop and shake my hand and say, I appreciate you stopping and looking. And I was like dumbfounded kind of thing. Like, why are they saying this? But then as a haunter, I realize that other people are just kind of going through the haunt, like whipping through, and obviously the teenagers running and that kind of stuff, where I, as being a hunter, wanted to appreciate it. And I actually slowed down and looked at the detail and looked how they did things as I was walking through their hunts.
Besides, you mentioned you started off and you made your guillotine the first year. What are some of the other props that you've made?
In recent years, kind of a cemetery tombstone of death. Actually won an award, the Extreme Prop Contest, and I won for best prop. And it's a basically Alan Hopps kind of themed monster mudded Grim Reaper. And then I tried to make it really cheap. The base is foam. Alan Hopps' tutorial. Some monster mud. I think it cost me less than $50 to make this thing. I think it was more the angle of how I took the picture and submitted it that won me the prize. I still have that to date. I build some scarecrows and stuff, but there's so many people that make so many awesome, like Jeff Mays and his twisted creativeness, and obviously Pumpkin Rot and that type of thing. So there's nothing I can compare to them, but I put my twist on it and that type of thing and make it. Everything that I usually make is by my own hands, even all my facades and that kind of stuff. I'm not one to try to spend a lot of money at the major outlets. Obviously, if they got something cool and my wife says she wants it, we'll get it. But for the most part, Home Depot is my best friend.
Haunters Depot?
Yeah, and dumpsters. We have communities being built around us, and every single weekend I go dumpster diving looking for wood and PVC and just anything that I think I can create into something.
Little chunks of foam insulation that you can stack together and carve something out of in the future.
Exactly. Yeah, for all my stuff that has grown so much, besides my basement and every little nook and cranny in the house, I rent two other double car garages just to store my Halloween stuff. So I spend approximately $5,000 a year on storage just to store my Halloween. Yeah, even my double car garage here attached to the house, I leave that up as a haunt. We don't even store anything but Halloween in it. It's still set up as right now kind of a basement pipey themed thing from last Halloween, and I'm going to incorporate that into this year's. If you didn't know, most of my haunts throughout the years have been different scenes. If you ever watched any of my YouTube videos, which I'm not a very good editor, so it's just straight up how it is live, but I have different themes through my haunt. Like for example, last year I had the cemetery, which then led into the witches, who ran into the rednecks, and I just had multi themes throughout, which made it a long walkthrough. This year, 2016, is going to be the first time ever that I'm going to do one theme, and it's the asylum. I know people have done the asylum and they've had different takes on them, and I'm hoping to obviously go big and put my own little twist on it, and hopefully everybody enjoys that. All the areas that we did have took up a lot of space, and now I got to try to wipe it all clean and start over with one theme, which is I'm so scared to do, but I'm going to take a stab at it.
How old are your kids, and do they help out in the haunt?
Well, they definitely help out. Our youngest two just turned 6 and 7. And they get involved since day one, since they were born. They're involved totally. And my other five are between the age of 17 and 23. And even my oldest son, who's at university in Ontario, he flies home every now and then, every other year, just to be part of the scare. And of course, being between 17 and 23, they have lots of friends around that age as well. So when I get my kids, I get their friends. So I have a whole whack of, I guess, young adults that also act, and they throw on a costume type things. And even if when they're done doing what they're doing Halloween night, they come over and it's still going on here, they throw on a mask. Yeah, they definitely help. A couple of my kids, the last couple of years, have gotten more involved in actually helping with the structures and stuff. Usually I'm pretty stubborn on my ways on how I like everything. So if somebody else was to do something, I just go behind them anyway and fix it how I want it. This year, I didn't have very much of a choice. This year was a little tough for me. My sister had a heart issue and I had to leave 3 weeks before Halloween. And I was gone until a few days before Halloween. My wife, and I wanted to cancel Halloween. I wanted to say, no, I'm not there to do it the way I want it. And I wanted to cancel. And that being said, remember I said that I just moved to this neighborhood? All my neighbors around me came to my wife and said, we will help put this together. So my wife took full reign and created the Haunted Wastelands for 2015. And she made everything. She organized where everybody needed to put everything. And when I got back that few days before Halloween, my mind was blown. She exceeded what I expected from her and what thought she could do. And she totally killed it. She just, yeah, like I said, blew my mind on how she pulled everything together when I was trying to tell her to just cancel Halloween.
Give her a hug from all of the listeners and the people who are reading this, because that's that brings a tear to my eye. You know, it's to have a spouse that is into it, whether they're there doing this stuff or whether they're just supporting you. I think that's very important, and I know most of the haunt community has that. There's a few that are you know, kind of off doing their own thing and don't do it, but I think secretly I think it also kind of, you know, they know exactly where we are and what we're doing because we're out in the yard building stuff. So it's like, well, you know,
exactly, and that's the case here as well. For most of the years, she always said go big, but she wasn't involved until the last few years, where slowly I lured her in to do more, and she did some of my painting and some of my other things, and then it just kind of grew. And then when last year happened and I said, hey, no, we're canceling it because I had to leave, she just, like I said, blew my mind and just took over. But she has been slowly coming into the haunt world. It was just that this year, or 2015, that I think I got my claws into her, and now she's stuck with it.
She's a keeper.
Definitely.
You mentioned you've got YouTube and Instagram and Facebook. Where can people find you, Jason, so that they can see what you do?
The Haunted Wastelands. I tried to keep it simple, the name of our haunt. And look up The Haunted Wastelands and you should find us. Instagram, I'm kind of new to. I do have quite a few pictures on there. Facebook, we have the Facebook group, which is The Haunted Wastelands. And I also just recently made a page for The Haunted Wastelands, because a lot of people don't want to join groups. They want to just like a page. So if you don't want to join a group, you can still also go to The Haunted Wastelands and give us a thumbs up. I'm going to try to put more information and photos, slowly switching it over so you can see what I've done through the years on the page. And yeah, definitely give us a like there as well.
Is there anything that I missed?
If you didn't know, but it was the 2014 Canadian Haunters Association's Best Canadian Yard Hunt. That was surprising. I didn't think that I would even, like, I don't know, be top five type thing, and I won that. So that was really surprising. It's actually the word sitting right beside me. Yeah, do I want to win it again? Of course I do. But there's so many amazing haunters, especially the Canadian haunters here that do enter it. And I know the category for international, but there's so many Canadian haunters, and that's what I want. I don't need to win again. I just want it to grow so that we can have more haunters in Canada and be just as amazing as the Americans.
We're getting there. We're a few years behind.
Yep.
Some of it is because of the population density.
Definitely.
You have a million people in around the Calgary area, I believe.
Yep.
But that's a really wide area because, you know, sometimes people don't want to go more than a few blocks, it seems. They travel so far when they're going to work and they get home and they just don't want to go anywhere except their own neighborhood. And in a way that's a little bit of a shame, but hopefully if we have creative people like you running these haunts and people find your Facebook and you get a few signs out there, it'll grow and your neighbors or friends or people 10 blocks away will do some stuff too. And
when I first moved to this community and I was scoping everything out, there was maybe a pumpkin here, a pumpkin there, a red light in the thing. Now in the community, since I've done it, I've noticed a lot more people on my street and even the streets just connecting that are putting out more stuff, even if it is the spider webs. But I'm seeing a lot more Halloween in the past 4 to 5 years that I've been here that wasn't there before. And sometimes I like to think maybe I had a little something to do with that.
That is the perfect ending to the to the interview. That's the way I'm ending the article. That is great. Thank you very much.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production. Achieve more with all our products at www.hauntedattractionnetwork.com.